as Hurricane Helene is approaching the state of Florida, is this a natural event? Is this a manipulated attack, a manipulated event with HAARP or any other weather modification tools that they may have at their disposal? What could it be and how could it be? As a father of an autistic daughter, I always have different ways of trying to communicate with her because these are concerns that sometimes even pop up in her head. And she'll ask me questions, so I try to always tie everything down to a lesson. You know, because I'm running low on time and we may have a power outage, this is a different style of an edited video, but I do appreciate you passing by. But one thing for sure is that when it comes to weather manipulation, it's no longer a secret, right? When it comes to weather manipulation, they boast about cloud seeding and making it rain where it doesn't rain. They boast about being able to create storms. This is not a secret anymore. And as someone who lives in the state of Florida, of course, as a family, man, you worry about your family, right? For a lot of families, you know how this is. This is the end of the month. People are paying mortgage. You're trying to keep up with everything, and a storm hits your area. It's very difficult when you're going through a storm in the physical. And as I'm talking to my child and talking to my daughter and talking about weather manipulation, we ended up talking about the storms of life and how in life you and I will go through natural events that simply occur because we live on Earth. You know, you may wake up one day and you may have a flat tire. You know, you may wake up one day and a bill that you didn't expect to be auto-debited will be debited and you're struggling. Life has its own way of having things. Then there's the manipulated events and coordinated attacks that Satan and his fallen angels send upon your life. It's no different from HAARP or any weather modification tool designed at bringing a storm. Designed at bringing destruction. Designed at bringing chaos. You know, the word of God tells us in 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 5, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, when we look at the natural realm, we can point out a lot of different things. Whether it's HAARP, whether it's all sorts of technologies that are out there. But in the spiritual realm, aside from the everyday things that you and I go through, there is a coordinated attack against your family. There's a coordinated attack against you, your children, your marriage, your workplace. The devil knows what he is doing. And because the church is asleep, we don't do what we would do in the natural, in the spiritual. You see, in the natural, we're all trying to get prepared. You're gassing up the car, you're boarding up the windows. In this particular case, why am I making this style of a video? Because I am aware that I may lose power for a couple of days. I am aware that I may not have internet. And out of a responsibility that I feel to all of you, because we're a family in Jesus Christ, I didn't just want to just not make a video. So I'm preemptively recording this and I'll upload it. And at least you'll know, hey, if Tally doesn't upload during the weekend, it's because he and his family are going through something. And you have families that are now running around trying to find the necessary things in the physical because of a physical storm. Well, in the natural, we do that. But what about a preparation against the spiritual warfare that's all around us? What about our preparation against that? Are we boarding up our spiritual windows? Just like HAARP can be used as a tool to manipulate things, Ephesians 6:12 tells us that Satan and his minions are out there preparing attacks, their strongholds, their diabolical entities. Just as you see a hurricane in a storm attacking in the natural sense, in the physical sense, right? In the spiritual, I see it every day. I see ministries fall. I see brothers and sisters fall. I see people exhausted. I see people depressed. I see people tell me I can't go on any longer. They're exhausted mentally. They're exhausted physically. They're just done. And today, I know this is a brief video, but I didn't want to just leave and not at least upload something while the hurricane is passing by. Today, I just want to end this with an extreme appreciation for all of you. And just, I want to pray with you right there where you're at. All right? Jesus, thank you for all of these brothers and all of these sisters. Thank you because every single one of them has been just so kind and awesome in holding me accountable and just being a brother and being a sister. Father, whomever is watching this and they've made all of their preparations in the physical for a storm that is here today and gone tomorrow, may we use that same effort to guard our spiritual walk and begin to walk in your commandments and in your statutes, for you are coming soon. We would board up physical windows on buildings that will rust tomorrow and can be demolished at any point in time, but what about our spiritual windows that we're leaving open? What about our walk? Have we tested ourselves to see if we're still in this faith? And if we are, today in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your strength. I pray for your encouragement. I pray for your wisdom. And I pray for you to be able to get strong in the name of Jesus Christ. Rest, recover, get well, and get going in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Different style of a video because I don't have the ability to just edit something for editing something, and I don't believe in preaching something that I'm not living. So I decided just to share with you the little story of how I am able to talk to my autistic daughter and relate things to a spiritual sense to give her comfort and remind her that there is a lesson in everything. You know, I thank you. Thank you for passing by. Like I said, I always want to express my appreciation. Thank you for those that press a thumbs up, leave a comment, pray for all of the families here in Florida and all over the world. You know, hurricanes are important as well for nature. You know, they clean up the ocean, right? They cool off the ocean, right? They do a lot of good things as well. So let's not be selfish and say, oh, make it go to the left or go to the right. Someone's going to be impacted anyways. May God's will be done. But as his will is done, may we learn the lesson. The many lessons in life. You know, God is good, all right? Thanks for those that consider supporting this ministry and partnering up with us. I appreciate that. And remember, we have also an encouragement channel out there now. So that encouragement channel has short little 2 to 3 minute videos. I'll put it on the screen. It's a completely different format, completely different channel. But hopefully you can be edified by those daily encouragements. If you want to visit us there and subscribe there, that's great. It's free. All right. Love you guys. And again, thank you for being there. Thank you for being a brother. And God bless you.